What about William?
Alana depressed her intercom button again.
William, are you...
Yes.
The Barabel's raspy voice answered.
William in the tail.
Another fit of sissing erupted over the intercom speakers. This time, Alana merely shook her head and asked,
Grandpa, are you sure we need them?
Han feigned disappointment.
What's the first thing you do on a job?
Alana smiled confidently.
Find the tracking beacons.
That comes later, Han said, shaking his head. It's the first rule of escape.
He tapped the control panel.
I mean before we even board the ship.
Oh, yeah,
Alana said.
Make sure you have the right crew for the job.
And what kind of job are we pulling?
A crazy one.
Alana's eyes brightened with pride.
And that's why you wanted Barabels.
Exactly, Han said. When you need crazy...
Call a Barabel, Alana finished. Got it.
You're a quick learner, kid.
Though Han meant it sincerely, his pride carried with it a note of sorrow. She would need to learn fast, because everything that fate had demanded of his growing children would also be demanded of her. And perhaps more. He turned away so Alana wouldn't see him choking down the lump in his throat, then checked a gauge. Then he grinned at her and said,
Okay, maybe you'd better let your grandmother and Saba know we're ready to get out of here.
Okay.
Alana started to reach for her helmet microphone set, then quickly dropped her hand, even before Han could remind her that they were under calm silence. She closed her eyes, reached for Leia in the Force, and smiled as she felt her grandmother's touch.
You'd better go,
she said.
Grandma feels like she's in a hurry.
What about Saba?
Han asked.
Did she feel like she was in position with those stealth X's?
I think so,
Alana said, twisting her lips in confusion.
She just feels kind of hungry.
Close enough.
Han calmed the flight control officer to let them know that the long shot, the false transponder code under which the Falcon had been berthed at the spaceport, was ready to depart. Then said,
Buckle up your crazy cap.
Alana rolled her eyes.
With you around, who needs a cap?
Once the dome had retracted, he lifted the Falcon out of her berth, then tipped the nose up and pushed the throttles forward. With the inertial compensator not yet engaged, the acceleration pinned him back in his seat, and they shot through the opening into a bank of gray Coruscant smog. Alana squealed in delight, while C-3PO sputtered in electronic surprise.
Captain Solo, perhaps you should check your instruments. You're still accelerating, and we're already traveling in excess of the legal velocity at this altitude.
I know, Goldenrod, Han said. We've got to make this look good.
A moment later, they emerged from the haze into the bustling expanse of Coruscant's contrail-laced troposphere. Han activated the inertial compensator and pushed the throttles to the stops, climbing for space at maximum repulsor lift power. R2-D2 tweeted a report.
Oh my! Now you've drawn the attention of Galactic City Air Traffic Control. R2 says they're querying our transponder.
That's why we're called bait, 3PO,
Alana explained to the droid.
We want them to chase us instead of Grandma.
She turned to Han.
Right?
Pretty close, Han said. But we're actually pulling a Toydarian double reverse spinner.
Alana scowled as though Han had just pulled a spinner on her.
A toy what?
Toydarian double reverse spinner,
Han explained, taking his eyes off the darkening sky just long enough to glance over at her.
Look, Dala's pretty smart, right?
Alana nodded.
Give the other guy credit,
she said, quoting one of Han's favorite high-stakes credos.
If he's good enough to be in the game, he's good enough to take your credits.
Exactly, Han said. So we gotta think Dala knows that we know she'll be watching when we try to sneak our Barvies off Coruscant.
Alana looked down, using her fingers to keep track of Han's points, then finally nodded.
Everyone knows. Got it.
Good. So we're gonna show her a little respect.
Alana raised her brow.
We're going to bow to her?
Not that kind of respect, Han said, shaking his head. We're gonna let her know that we think she's pretty smart.
Alana's eyes widened, and she asked,
And you think that will make her careless?
A little bit, Han confirmed. Everybody likes to feel smart, so when you show them that you think they are smart, They tend to take you at your word.
And taking our word is the same as taking our bait?
In this situation, yeah, Hans said. When Dala sees us making a straight-up speed break, she'll think we decided there's no use trying to trick her. And then, do you know what she'll do?
Send everything she has to catch us?
Han nodded.
That's right, he said. And that's when your grandmother will slip away in the geyser gut.
After I force touch her again.
Alana frowned, then added,
There's only one thing wrong with your plan, Grandpa.
Han gave her a patient smile.
And what's that, sweetheart?
You're trying to flatter Chief Dala,
Alana said.
And Mom says a smart woman never believes it when someone flatters her.
Han felt his smile melt away.
Well, this isn't really flattery,
he said, putting more confidence into his voice than he felt.
It's more like just not treating her like she's dumb.
Alana's brows dropped into a V.